Well, speaking of school, we've got two educators joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. They're from the Rock Hill School District. They are exceptional student education coaches, and they're here to tell us more about an upcoming community resource fair. We have Alicia Green and Tara Park. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Now, y'all came in all excited. The kids are coming back to school. Now, you know kids are not looking forward to coming back to school after being off for a week and it's cold. So you're going to have to deal with cold, angry kids. But you're ready for them, right?
We're ready. We're ready. I already struggled with one this morning at my own home. Okay. I'm well prepared.
But teachers are built different. And when teachers come in with a smiling face and a great attitude like you two are, those grumpy kids will get over it real quick. Mm-hmm. And they just want to get back into a routine, right?
That's right. They need it.
We don't want the routine. And when we're out of the routine, then we want the routine. And when we have the routine, then we want to get out of the routine.
Always what we don't have, right?
That's right. It's it. But we're here to learn more about this upcoming, again, Exceptional Student Education Community Resource Fair. Tara, we're going to start with you. Last year was your first year doing this, and I guess if it's successful, you come back
for the sequel.
That's
right. So last year was our first year. We knew that there was a need to provide more information for our families, especially for students with disabilities. So we had a great number of families that came out. We had a lot of service providers, and it was very successful.
So this year's fair is going to take place on Wednesday, March the 11th from 5 to 6:30 in the district office. And Alicia, is this kind of like a drop-in style event, or do you need to be there for the whole hour and a half?
No, it's a drop-in style event. And so all our service providers will be there for that time block, and parents can kind of walk and pick and choose who they need to talk to based on what their children's needs are.
Can you give us some examples of what maybe some of those needs or some of the people that they might be able to speak with at the fair?
Yes, we have ABS Kids, which is a fairly new business in Rock Hill. They provide ABA therapy for some of our children who have an autism diagnosis. Access Home Care will be there. They provide respite care for parents so they get a break for some of our kids who have some more high needs, like over the weekend or weeknights during the week. We have Max Abilities coming, Voc Rehab for some of our older students, because a lot of our parents don't realize they have access to lots of things post-graduation, but they have to be signed on through Voc Rehab to access that.
And Tara, Alicia just again gave us a rundown of some of the vendors who will be there at this community resource fair. But who should attend the community resource fair? Who is this catered to?
This is for any families that have a child or a family member with a disability. We know that these families are already overwhelmed. And there are a lot of resources available that they can take advantage of, but they just aren't aware of. So, you know, if the grandparent or even a friend wants to come and get some information, we'll have all these folks there and available just to kind of, you know, help and bridge that gap, just to really help give them some support.
Is it also maybe a good idea for other exceptional student educators to be there? Will there be more of those types of teachers on site as well?
Yes. So as a special ed teacher, you know, there are so many services and it's overwhelming even for me. To help with the transition for life after high school, after graduation, you know, if the teachers want to come and meet with these providers and just get some more information that they can share with their families, that would be great.
It's also probably very beneficial to have all of these folks and all these services under one roof, where before this community resource fair, like all kids receive on the first day of school, you get all of the paperwork and all of this onslaught of information, which is great. And by the time the student goes through the day, and by the time they get home, those papers do not make it home sometimes, right? So it's nice to have one event where the kids could come, but maybe a parent could come and just soak in all that information. I assume that's the goal of having it in one night and one day to have everyone all together in the same room. So you're not trying to bounce from one organization one day and having to go meet another organization 3 days later.
Right. We'll have agencies that with Child Find that they work with students from birth to three that they can get information. And then with Max Abilities and Voc Rehab for transition after high school. So it'll be the full range.
Well, and I think it's such a great my mom was a special ed teacher growing up. And I think this is such a great opportunity because parents who might be in a different stage, like say you have an elementary school student and you're kind of in the thick of things, and maybe there's just a new diagnosis, that you can see what's coming and how they're going to be able to thrive. I think it's just such a great opportunity to have it all in one place to see that you're not alone, number one, and to see all of the help, not only that you can get in general, but really the way our community rallies around these people and these families. I think it's pretty great.
We're speaking with the exceptional student education coaches within the Rock Hill School District. They have a community resource fair happening on Wednesday, March the 11th from 5 to 6:30 at the district office, just a couple of blocks here from the broadcast house. This is an opportunity for families to come and get more information about their services that are available to students here at school and really beyond the school walls for sure. Tara or Alicia, when we look at the exceptional students in the Rock Hill School District, how many are we dealing with here? How many do you roughly have, rough estimate?
Over 2,000.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
Yes.
So 2,000 exceptional students here in the Rock Hill School District, and they're VIPs. They just require a little bit more TLC.
Yeah, a little additional support.
Yeah, and we all do, really, to be honest with you. But anyway, so this resource fair is a chance for these families to learn more about what's available.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that they need to bring with them when they come, or what do y'all suggest?
Any questions that they have, any burning questions, we'll make sure to get everything answered.
It's great. Well, it's in one night. It's a one-night residency over there at the Rock Hill School District office. It's, again, this exceptional student community resource fair on Wednesday, March the 11th from 5 to 6:30 at the district office. Special education teachers, y'all are built totally different. We are so in awe of what you all do. We know it's a calling and a love that you pour into these young people, and they're better. You produce better young people in our community, and we just appreciate so much what you both do. Alicia Green and Tara Park, they're part of the exceptional student coaches within the Rock Hill School District.